Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. I will in no way will leave you, neither will in any way forsake you, so that with good courage, we say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, a believer's stability in this life, as well as his confidence for eternity, rests solely on the written promises of God's word. The direction of the living God for our lives is very definite. It is found in a firm foundation, the written revelation, thus saith the Lord. And I would encourage you to ponder on the thus saith the Lord scriptures all through the Bible, because they are all attached with great promises and blessings of God. Declare them, decree them, believe them, receive every blessing that is attached to them, and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. What more can God do than provide his very word as a completed revelation of himself to man? Right? In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, he writes, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." In Isaiah 43:2, again, prophet Isaiah writes, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthian church, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Then again, in Hebrews 13:5 that we read, "I will never leave thee, nor will ever forsake thee." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, plant your feet firmly on the thus saith the Lord's and live life confidently in that strength. Remember, in this world, when we have started this new year, we'll fear not. Yes, there'll be a lot of turmoils and chaos all around us, but we will fear not. Why? Because the Lord has promised to take care of us. The Lord has promised to provide for us, to protect us, to prosper us. The Lord has promised to the faithful ones that he will grant his abundance and he will preserve our soul and he will extend our territory. So be encouraged, be blessed, and you will behold the glory of the living God today and for the year to come. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We love you, we appreciate you. We honor you, we exalt you, and we glorify your name. Today, we, Lord, put our faith and our trust in the promises of your word. Lord, we believe that you are our Lord and our God and our Savior. And the words that you have spoken in your written scriptures is for our good, is to benefit our future. Lord, I pray today you will encourage us, you will bless us, you will be with us, you will uphold us with your right righteous hand. You will keep us from the evil one. You will preserve and protect us and enlarge our territory in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release great grace and glory to be their portion. I pray that you will bless them, O Father. You will keep them from the evil one. You will, Father, prosper them in the name of Jesus. Grant them your favor in their marketplaces, O Father. And I pray that they will shine bright like Christ. And they will, O Father, be the salt and a voice unto the nations. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak deliverance into their bodies. Even right now, O Lord God Almighty, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. I rebuke, reject, and resist that demon of infirmity, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.